Stay warm this season with Ariat Jackets and Vest, available now at Cavender's. Ariat's built for every adventure with cozy warmth and rugged durability. Shop the latest selection of styles for men, women, and kids at your local Cavender's or on Cavender's.com.
This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
And a delightful, wonderful, amazing, beautiful day to you, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, S-H-O-R-E, on the shore of the Pacific Ocean in Venice, California, overlooking the Pacific Ocean on a magnificent day in California. And we have rain. And when it rains in Southern California, I can tell you it's like a blizzard anywhere else in the country. Think of those people in Minnesota, and it gets blizzardy conditions. Now it's like that when it has a gentle rain here in California. People can't handle what we call, what other people call weather. But rain is one of the most beautiful, remarkable miracles in the history of the world. I'm just going to wax eloquent for the moment on rain, because rain is something called negative ions. Now, negative ions are really interesting because it's one of the few things that you can say that is negative that is really positive. Because positive ions have a supercharge in them, which causes difficulties in the air. Whereas negative ions are missing an oxygen piece, greater amount of energy in the world. So when it rains, it's very much like going out to the mountains or living by the seashore. You get that refreshing sound, that feeling, that beautiful cleansing ability. That's what rain does. So we have a great show today. You know you tuned in because this is called The Joy of Living. And we're live on K4HD.com. Internet radio means we're broadcasting all over the universe, the known world. K4HD, that's K as night, the number four, the letter H for happiness, D for determined, because that's what you are. You are the most beautiful, wonderful, bountiful, immortal beings because you're listening to the show because you want to grow. You enjoy the idea of growth as part of life. That's the joy of living. And as you know, on this particular show, we always say hello to two places around the globe. Usually they're obscure places, but today they're going to be fairly well known to most people. We have, thank God, over 251,000 people listening to us on a regular basis. And as I mentioned throughout the show, give me five. We urge everybody to please share this show with at least five people, family, friends, or even people who are not friends. You may not even like them, which is the reason to share it, because it's called The Joy of Living. And people who listen to the show will become more joyful, and therefore you will like them that much more. So if you ever miss any portion of the show or any particular show, you can always go to iHeartRadio. That's the letter I, H-E-A-R-T, radio, iHeartRadio.com. Type in The Joy of Living, and you can access any one of the shows that we've had over the past few years. So we are sending a big hello to people in Jacksonville, Florida. We have a lot of listeners in Jacksonville, Florida, which probably not known very well, but Jacksonville is one of the most beautiful cities in all of Florida. It's in the Panhandle area, and it's really quite a remarkably beautiful place. It's not on the coast. on either coast. It's not Tampa. It's not Miami Beach. It's Jacksonville. It has a flavor all its own, and it's a really special place. The other place that we're sending a big hello to is Concord, Massachusetts. Concord, Massachusetts is one of the more, one of the more meditative and beautiful places that I have ever experienced in my short life of 70 years. Concord, Massachusetts is famous for people like Ralph Waldo Emerson, Henry David Thoreau, many of the early colonists who came to the United States of America and founded a city that is hundreds of years old, and for a specific purpose. It's named Concord because it is involved with harmony. Now, interestingly enough, just next to Concord is a place called Lexington, and Lexington is the place that began the American Revolution. It was at that place, on a bridge in Lexington, Massachusetts, right next to Concord, that the idea of harmony was shattered because of men and women wanting to live free. And a place where the shot heard round the world was fired. And it was American colonists who were living under British tyranny at the time that said, no, that is not the way free people live. That is not the way that one group of people treats another. And we are here to stand up for our God-given rights of freedom. Concord, Massachusetts, a big hello. Okay, on this amazing show called The Joy of Living, we discuss something quite remarkable. It's an acronym, and it's called WWW. Now, we have hundreds of thousands of listeners, so there are some people that are joining us all the time, tens of thousands usually at every show, who are not familiar with WWW. Matter of fact, they even think it stands for World Wide Web. Well, it could, but in this show, since it's the joy of living, everything we do has to do with the joy of living. WWW. Is a real world, real word. What a wonderful world. That's WWW. What we want to do in the show is to reframe things, to make sure that we are going beyond our comfort zone, outside of our comfort zone, and therefore expanding our abilities. We have a really great show today. We have been discussing over the past number of weeks something called ham and eggs. Ham and eggs. And these are seven different aspects of the joy of living that affect everybody. So you can go back, listen to other shows. Ham and eggs stands for H for humor, A for anger, M for money, E for energy. The first G is for greed. And this G stands for generosity. Being generous, the opposite, the antidote to greed. Now, I just want to warn everybody in advance, I use four-letter F-U words. In this particular case, I'm going to sprinkle throughout the show. F-U-N-N. F-U, capital N, capital N. You say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, come on, that's not how you... Well, that's how I spell it. That's getting out of your comfort zone and saying, wait a minute, can I spell a word the way I want? Yes, if you use it well. So that's a four-letter F-U word that you want to start using and sharing with other people. You need to have fun in life, or you're not going to be able to have joy. If you don't have joy, you're not going to be able to be as attractive and beautiful and expansive and loving as you want to be. Which leads us right to generous. Generosity. It's terms in the world that we're discussing for greed, and they were constricting ideas. So too in generous, these are words that expand our consciousness. Expansive, bright, free, enlivening, beneficial, magnanimous, sunny, genial, open, warm, trustful. Those are all the kinds of adjectives and ideas that go with being generous. And generous tends to focus on three particular areas. One, of course, has to do with money. Everybody understands that when you talk about money, you have this aspect that we talked about before called greed, which is a tightening and a controlling, and therefore an incorrect use of money. And the other side is being generous with money. Not to the point of being frivolous and not to the point of impoverishment, but to the point of utilizing money and being generous. That's one aspect of generous. The other is time. Time is, in my humble opinion, your most valuable asset. Therefore, it must be used as if it is your most valuable asset, more important and more carefully than you use money. Therefore, whenever you decide to give of your time, do it wholeheartedly. That doesn't mean that you will give your time all the time to anybody who wants it. You will be picky and choosy. But being generous with your time at the time when you have decided to interact with people and to be expansive and to be enlivening is a very important idea in living joyfully. And the other aspect is spiritual or emotional. Being generous with your emotions, learning how to be trustful. Matter of fact, it can usually only be done with very few people in your life. But once you learn to do it, you will expand yourself. And when we come back from our break, we're going to be discussing all of these three things in much more depth. So we'll see you in just a couple of minutes, and we'll be discussing generosity.
Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. We carry a full line of products like Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We have FDA-approved meals that are prepared daily. Stop by our brand new store located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in the Festival Flea Market in Pompano, Florida, or call 954-971-2500. Check us out online at www.realfoodforpets.com. If your pet's overweight, suffers from skin problems, or you suspect food allergies, we have the solution. We also carry a large variety of pet strollers, bedding, apparel, collars, leashes, natural chews, and grooming supplies. Veterinarian-owned and operated, Fiesta Pet Deli's mission is to help every pet owner have the healthiest pet they possibly can. Call us today for local deliveries or shipping throughout the United States. Call Fiesta Pet Deli today at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500.
Hey, this is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal from Fozzy, and you're listening to K4HD Radio because you have good taste in music.
This is Rebel Medler. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, The Joy of Living, and our expansive, wonderful show today on generosity. We just discussed being generous with your money, with your time, and with your emotions. We're going to go deeper as we go into this amazing aspect of learning how to live well. Because you see, a generous spirit enables you to rise beyond the boundaries of time and space. We spoke a little bit before about getting outside your comfort zone. So whatever your comfort zone is, when you have a generous spirit, you can go beyond it. Time and space are no longer constricting boundaries for you. So, for example, your generosity consists of doing good in abundance, and you're always benefiting other people, other creatures, and never injuring them. This applies to their body, belongings, and the soul of your neighbors. Let me repeat that, a little bit of it. Your generosity consists of doing good in abundance, always benefiting your fellow creatures, never injuring them, whether in their body or their belongings or their soul. Because you see, generosity goes with a large-hearted kindness. F you, everybody. F-U-N-N. Having fun allows you to become a generous being. And a generous being brings about a harmony and a love and a happiness in the world that literally causes transformation. So in the course of the next few minutes, we're going to go through at least two, maybe three simple exercises that you can do to enliven your generous spirit and bring about greater happiness and peace and love in the world. So here's the first one. I'd like you to resolve for the next 32 days. So make a note to yourself, write this down. For the next 32 days, mark it on your calendar every time you do this, at least twice a day. Best to do it in the morning before noon and dinner just before you go to sleep. That's okay also. Once before noon and once after noon. And here's what you're going to do. Whether you're walking along the street or in your office or in a building, and you're passing by somebody home, stop, even if it's only a fraction of a second, and send out your generous love to the occupants of that particular house or your office space or wherever, and wish them well. Wish people well, that they may prosper, that they may have harmony, that they may have greater love. Do that twice a day for the next 32 days. And if you, God forbid, you never walk anywhere, then do it while you're driving. But make sure you do this. This simple exercise will start your engine. You're a power station. If you recall, those of us who've been listening for a while when we discussed energy, is you are that energy force that sends out into the world the greatness, the glory, the joy, the happiness, the peace, and the love that is transformative. Your generous spirit will now become actualized. So twice a day, once before noon, once after noon, for the next 32 days, and mark it on your calendar, whether you're doing it in pen and pencil, whether you're doing it on your phone, whatever you're doing it, twice a day, stop and wish the people that you pass by in a home, in an office cubicle, in an office, wherever you are, wish them well. And wishing people well means in their body, their belongings, and their soul. Generosity, you see, is free. Free means it doesn't cost you anything, and free means it's out there. It wants to grow and live and be expanding in the universe. Generosity is free, it's open-handed, and it's magnanimous. And as you practice being generous, you become freer, more magnanimous, more beautiful. Beautiful. Isn't it nice to be beautiful? Somebody say, wait a minute, me, beautiful? Yes, you're beautiful because you're bringing forth that shining spirit, which others call a soul. I believe, actually I scratched that, I know that every living being has a soul. It is animated when you practice positive, powerful, purposeful goodness. In this case, generosity. So let's discuss it. What's the goal of being generous? The goal is to attain unselfishness. Let me repeat that. What's the goal of being generous? To attain unselfishness. When you practice thinking, speaking, and acting pure and unselfish thoughts, you now become a greater force, a greater transformative force in the world, and you become more attractive to the point where you are beautiful, because you are. A generous character is always attractive and influential. And I say to you again, F-U, F-U-N-N. When you're doing this, do it with a big smile on your face. Have fun. If you recall, and if you don't, for the new people, we'll say it again, we like acronyms. WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. The acronym for SMILE is See Miracles in Life Every Day. That's what a generous spirit does. It activates it so you become beautiful, bountiful, beloved, and immortal. When we come back, we're going to go for a deeper dive into generosity. See you in 2 minutes.
Hey everyone, I'm Jimmy Starr, the King of Cool, and your host of The Jimmy Starr Show, the entertainment radio show for all you cool and unique people looking to get a behind-the-scenes peek at what's going on in the entertainment industry. Listen in as me and my cool crowd of co-hosts bring you celebrity guests, new music, and the good times in fashion, entertainment, and pop culture. Right, everybody?
Right!
Tune in live Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on W4CY.com.
Hi, this is Pat Thetic from Anti-Flag, and you're listening to K4HD Radio.
Yeah! Fiesta Pet Deli, the only true holistic pet food retailer in South Florida. We carry a full line of fresh and frozen diets from Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We also carry a full line of pet strollers, pet apparel, collars and leashes, natural treats, and grooming supplies. The best part is we have limited local deliveries and shipping throughout the United States. So come by and see our store at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano, Florida. Or call us at 954-971-2500. Again, that's 954-971-2500.
Welcome back, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, the joy of living, K4HD.com. That's K for night, the number 4, the letter H for happiness, D for determined. And you can always dial in and find us at 818-570-5443. And if you ever miss any portion of the show or you want to share it with other people, and we urge you to do that, give me 5 is what we say. Send it to 5 people that you know or love or that you don't even love, because it will help them. They'll become more joyful. Go to iHeartRadio, That's the letter I-H-E-A-R-T, iHeartRadio.com, and put in the search, The Joy of Living, and you can find all the different shows. Share, share, share. And the first thing I have to share is with my wonderful producer. Her name is Rebel, and she does remarkable work, especially under difficult circumstances, like when I just made an error right now, and we went to break a little early, but it didn't fluster her, because she's a generous spirit, is what we're discussing now. She's open. She went beyond her comfort zone, and she handled it perfectly. But we'll try not to do that again. So thank you, Rebel. Okay, we're diving deep into the idea of being generous. It's the antidote for being greedy. We don't want to be greedy. We want to be generous, expansive, bright, free, enlightening, beneficial, magnanimous, sunny, genial, open, warm, and trustful. All of those things make you more beautiful, attractive, and beneficial to the world. So the simple exercise that we mentioned before is twice a day, before noon and afternoon, for the next 32 days, make sure that you stop in front of someone's home, or if you just walk by, or someone in your office, or someone you pass on the street, and wish them well. Wish them prosperity. In your mind, in your heart, you can articulate it, it's even better, but wish people well. Whether you know them or not, it doesn't matter, because what you're doing is you're activating your transformative power. You are a power station, and you're activating this amazing idea called generosity, which makes you better. You make a difference in the world. You are special. You are meaningful. Let's go deep, because what happens here? A generous giver, that's you, is the essential factor in seeking and recognizing truth. Let me repeat it once more. A generous giver, you, are the essential factor in seeking and recognizing truth. We all know that it's actually difficult for someone to change their outlook on life if you grew up in a certain way. But your attitudes and beliefs not only become part of your very being, but they can be altered. We're not talking about major shifts. We're talking about just going outside your comfort zone. Because without the attribute of generosity and the willingness to sacrifice, you won't be able to change your worldview. When I mean sacrifice, we mean giving up some of your time, maybe some of your money, maybe some of your emotion. And what is that? It's mostly by wishing other people well, consciously. When you consciously wish other people well, at least twice a day, you're giving up something of yourself. You're sacrificing your time. Your time is money. You're sacrificing some of your emotion because you may not be able to normally do this. And therefore, you will change in a small way, but it makes a profound difference in the world. A difference in with the old ideas that you previously considered true and now move into a new space. What is that new space? Bringing goodness into the world consciously. You know, one of the most interesting parts of life is the ability to see miracles in life every day. We call it SMILE. That's the acronym. And it goes along times harder to give up your opinions and your beliefs than it is to give up money even. But by mastering this quality of generosity, you will have the power to search for truth. And in the ability to search for truth, you will become the best possible you. Let's do another exercise, or at least consider doing this exercise. Now, this one's a little more difficult because it means sitting still, either in a chair, on the floor, someplace very comfortable, very quiet. And what I'd like you to do is put your hands together so the palms are facing each other, fingers up, and bring them close to where your heart is. So you have two palms facing each other, fingers up, bring them close to your chest, near where your heart is. And what I'd like you to do, either now, or you can remember this and do this later, is to open up and push out with your arms. Just push out. Push out. Do that three times. Just push out. Each one of those times, what I'd like you to do is directly from your heart, with each push out, think, I'm bringing blessing into the world. I am a generous person. I am a giver. Let's do those three things again. I'm bringing blessing into the world. I am a generous person. I am a giver. And then bring your hands back, palms facing up, and just stop. That exercise, if you do that twice a day, again for the next 32 days, you will not only transform yourself, but I guarantee, absolutely, I'll put it in writing, that you will transform your economic world. Yes, this transforms your economic world. You will make more money. You will be more financially successful. Do this twice a day, 32 days in a row, without stopping. Just those three simple breaths going out. I am generous. I'm a giver. I'm sorry. I am giving blessing. I am generous. I am a giver. This is even more fun than I thought. I'm having a great time discussing this. Generosity, you see, is that unique feature of the human being that is truly human. It is just so special because it goes beyond yourself. Everybody loves someone or something. Oftentimes, the one that we love the most is ourself. Okay, it happens. That's how most people either were raised or use it as a defense mechanism or find it even fun. What I am suggesting to you is that if you go beyond yourself and practice generosity, you will discover greater love, a love that will cause a tingle in your toes and a flutter in your eyebrows. Have you ever had your eyebrows flutter? Well, get ready, because that's what a generous spirit does. And when you keep learning from life and you go beyond yourself, then you know what you're doing? You're using every opportunity, every breath, every movement to gain wisdom. And when you gain wisdom, then you constantly improve and grow. And there's nothing more fun. I say it again, F you, everybody. F you, N-N. There's nothing more fun than growing, gaining wisdom. Wow. That is just so good. By the way, again, anytime you miss any of this or you want to go over it again, go to iHeartRadio.com. in the search bar, put in The Joy of Living. Access the different shows and share them. Listen, of course, for yourself and share them with other people. We want to grow the audience to more than 1 million people. Because why? 1 million is a big number. And when you get to more than 1 million, you're really making a difference in the world. You make a difference with one person. Every single person makes a difference. But as we coordinate and work together, we can bring to bear upon this planet merely by practicing these simple exercises twice a day, stopping and wishing others well, by moving into the universe those three ideas: I am blessing, I am generous, I am a giver. Those two. We're going to do one more exercise in just a little bit, but I just want to go now really deep into the idea of generosity. And we'll do it, actually, when we come back from the break. Right now, we'll see you in 2 minutes. Okay, bye.
Have you ever dreamed of having your own radio show? Well, W4CY Radio makes dreams come true. You can be a radio personality on the number one ranked internet radio station in West Palm Beach, Florida. We can be heard in 105 countries and all U.S. states. Promote your business. Earn up to $10,000 per month and more. It's all up to you. Have fun and be heard. Call 561-506-4031. That's 561-506-4031. Start your radio show now.
Have you ever dreamt of being on the radio? Well, now is your chance. Be a radio show guest on the number one ranked internet radio station and promote you and your business for free. Yes, you heard it, free. Business advertising right here on W4CY.com. Call 561-506-4031 now to get booked on one of our shows. That's 561-506-4031. Get your free advertising now.
How healthy is your pet? Does your pet suffer from ear infections, allergies, diabetes, cancer? Does your pet have a sensitive stomach? Well, we have the solution. Who are we? Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. Our exclusive real food diets bring back the puppy and kitten in your pet. Have a healthier pet, less shedding, less scratching and itching, and eliminate allergies. We carry a full assortment of healthy, holistic, frozen, canned, and dry foods. Try out South Florida's largest selection of natural supplements. We also have a large selection of natural treats, chews, and natural grooming products. It's only natural to stop by Fiesta Pet Deli for all your natural products to keep your pet healthier and happier. Stop by Fiesta Pet Deli at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano. Or call us at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500. Don't forget, ask for your $10 off coupon, good for any purchase over $50. Fiesta Pet Deli.
Welcome back, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking. You're always looking for and finding the good. We're discussing on this show, which is called The Joy of Living, and my name is Barry Shore, your host at the shores of the Pacific Ocean in Venice, California. K4HD.com, that's K for the word night, the number 4. H for happiness, D for determination. You can always call in or send us text at 818-570-5443. And if you ever miss any of the show, want to hear it again and share it, go to iHeartRadio. That's number letter I, H-E-A-R-T, iHeartRadio.com. Type in The Joy of Living and see the show, listen again, share it with other people. Give me five is what we say. Share it with five other people. We're diving deep into the idea of being generous. Generous is the antidote to being greedy. Generous is expansive, bright, free, enlivening, beneficial, magnanimous, warm, open, genial, and sunny. We already discussed two exercises, simple exercises, to grow your generosity, to make you more generous, because when you are, you're more beautiful, you're attractive, you're influential. That's a great way to live. And that's what we're talking about, the joy of living, not just about living. We have dozens and dozens of interesting questions up on the board. I'm going to go to them in just a moment. I want to discuss a couple of things. Then we'll talk some, I'll answer some questions, and we'll see you at another show. We might be discussing generosity again. It's very interesting that in every area of life, where you have a particular difficulty, some call it a fault. I call it just a difficulty, a hurdle. Then you really have to determine what the opposite means of behavior. So, for instance, we talked about what is generosity. It's the antidote for being greedy. Greedy is a constriction of consciousness. Generosity is expansiveness. So now what you want to do is, once you determine what it is you want to clean up or work on, then you have to act in a certain way that is really diametrically opposite to what the if you see that there's a constriction in you in any way, greediness, not just with money, but either in time or in emotion, then the way to balance that or even to minimize the greed is to be expansive, to become generous. We went through the exercises. The first simple one was, or is, not was, it is, because you're doing it, and you're going to do this exercise twice a day, once before noon, once afternoon, and you're going to do it for 32 days in a row, is literally as you're walking along the street or in an office or passing somebody by, is you're going to stop for just a moment and wish somebody well, the people in the home, an office worker, a friend, even somebody you don't know. Wish them well. Prosperous, harmonious, in love. Wish people well. So one of the questions up on the board, actually it's been repeated, wow, probably a dozen times in very different kinds of ways, but always the same question. What does the time of day have to do with this particular exercise? Very interesting. There are two parts to a day. There is the time, what we'd call before noon and then afternoon, or we'll call it morning and evening. But we know that there are different energies in the day. There's an energy that happens when you're first getting up and an energy that happens as you're moving through the day. So it's really good to activate the first exercise of this stopping and wishing somebody or some family well in the morning, and then continuing it in the evening or the later part of the day when your energy level may be a little less, and it will be a pick-me-up. You will literally become energized by being generous. It's so wonderful. You literally plug in because you're giving. And when you're a giver, you actually become the greatest beneficiary. So time actually has something to do with this. The best is to do it, again, before noon and afternoon. And if you can't, you want to do it both in the morning, you want to do it both in the evening, fine. The important thing is do it every single day for 32 days. The other exercise, as we mentioned, is to, I won't go to the other exercise for a moment. Let's just discuss one other aspect here, is that a person's attitude towards giving to others is really a crucial aspect of your own behavior. Because when you give to someone and you feel bad that you're doing so, well, what does that do? That detracts from the merit of what you did. So if you're going to give somebody money, as an example, somebody money, but you feel bad doing it, well, that literally detracted from that remarkable process that you just were involved in. And the same thing, as you can hear, when it comes to time or when it comes to emotion, especially when it comes to something like love. Time. We have a very interesting idea in life called quality time, at least people in America do, usually when it's involved with a spouse or a child and things like that. The real quality of time is time. I much prefer quantity to quality, and I'd rather have both. If you are involved with a generous spirit, whenever you're with someone that you need or want to be with or should be with, then the time you're there is that moment. Not your mind someplace else, your heart someplace else, and your body here. Be there, as we say, be here now. When that happens, then it could literally be 10 minutes as opposed to 3 hours. Because you're there. You're fully there. That's wonderful. That's the muscle called being generous, giving all. Beautiful, bountiful, because you're a giver. You're a generous being. It's so important to develop this inner feeling of generosity to go along with all of your other positive actions. So let's talk about one other exercise, and then we'll review the different things that we discussed here. This exercise has to do with verbalization, because speech is the vessel that channels blessing into the world. Let me repeat that, please. Speech is the vessel that channels blessing into the world. This exercise is crucial. You want to be a generous person, and I can't imagine why you would not want to be. And this is the exercise to work with. And again, for 32 days in a row, never missing a day, twice a day. I prefer before noon and afternoon, but whenever you do it is fine. Make sure that you say to at least one other person, sometimes it's even a group, by the way, the following, or a variation of this. I appreciate you. Wow, great job. Well done. Well said. You look especially good today. You rock. Outstanding. You get the idea? Twice a day, for 32 days, without stopping, tell someone or some few people that you appreciate them. Verbalize it. They need to hear it. You need to say it. When both of those conditions are met, you have literally caused transformation in the world. You are spreading joy, happiness, peace, and love. You are the transformation. You are the energy that the world is looking for. You make a difference. Three simple exercises in the morning and the evening. Twice a day. Once is to wish people well. The other is putting your hands together and moving them out apart and saying, blessing. Saying, I'm generous. Saying, I'm a giver. And telling people, I appreciate. Because you make a difference. You are the change that this world needs. And if you do this, and I know you will, and you'll share the show with 5 other people, then this world changes as of right now. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Enjoy. Bye now.
see, it's not always easy to save. But with Unlimited Welcome from Verizon, saving on your phone bill's never been easier, even if you're on a single line. For a limited time, single lines start at just $50 a month when you bring your own phone, with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a savings of $15 a month. And when you switch now, you can save on the things you love, like Netflix and Max, all on the most awarded 5G network. Now that's savings all of DC can agree on. There's never been a better time to switch to the network America relies on. But this offer won't last long. Visit your local Verizon store to switch and save big today. $180 BYOD promo credit and $360 local promo credit applied over 36 months. For new customers with one new line with your own 4G or 5G phone on unlimited welcome plan required. Additional terms apply. Auto pay and paper-free billing required. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. $10 a month for each My Plan perk. Additional terms and conditions apply per perk.